You're listening to SBS News.
Currently, only 31% of all councillors in New South Wales are women. However, efforts by two sitting ministers, Shelley Hancock, Member for the South Coast and Minister for Local Government, and Bronnie Taylor, Minister for Women, as well as the non-partisan organisation Women for Election Australia, are trying to change that in time for the 2021 elections. Minister Hancock told SBS News that to date, the numbers don't add up.
Women make up 50% of the population. Surely they should be better represented on New South Wales Council. So we started this campaign, the Minister for Women, Bronnie Taylor and I, last year. We called in a number of women advocates and we talked about starting a campaign which would encourage women to run for local government. We talked about some of the barriers that they faced. I mean, I did 17 and a half years in local government, so I know some of the barriers that women face. And I think some of those barriers are even worse now.
Minister Hancock said that women already contribute a great deal to their communities and should take that up a notch and become change makers.
Women do a great deal of work already in the community. They work on various community committees and campaigns to improve their own community. So if you're doing that now, why not be part of the decision-making in a council where those decisions are made on the floor of the council?
To empower and prepare women for the political arena, the New South Wales government provided Women for Election Australia, a non-partisan organization, with $100,000 to run a series of online and face-to-face workshops to equip aspiring women to stand at the 2021 elections. CEO of Women for Election Australia, Lucia Heath, says that all women are invited to take part.
So we want, you know, young, old, urban, rural, of all sorts of ethnicities and backgrounds. So come one, come all from New South Wales.
Ms. Heath said that she hoped participation in the workshops would lead to women having a clearer understanding of how elections and campaigning works.
It's about making what is currently a very opaque process, which is how you would run for a local election, more transparent. So we literally go through the A to Z of campaigning. You know, we start with obligations that any campaigner talks about, but then move on to, you know, how would you fundraise and how do you use social media in a campaign? How might you door knock, or how do you, you know, protect yourself from social media? You know, how would you public speak or use mainstream media as well? So all of those elements are covered in the webinars.
OJ Rushton already serves her community through the online youth choir she runs. Her passion is helping young people and young women especially. She feels that being in a leadership position through local council politics would allow her to be more effective as a person devoted to serving her community and bettering lives. She was one of those who joined the first session, which ended last week.
Look, it was very helpful. I think everyone on the call, myself included, learned something about local government. And, you know, I think the thing that stood out to me above everything else to this point is that as women we need to support each other, and having knowledge is a really, really important thing in moving forward, whether you're thinking about running for politics or local government or whether you want to support someone else. The EQUIP program has, you know, something for everyone, whether you're a support person or the actual person running.
Women for Election Australia is hoping to inspire and equip 200 women to run in the New South Wales local elections in September of 2021. The one webinar held last week was full, with 35 women in attendance. Those interested in taking part in the sessions are encouraged to visit www.wfea.org.au to sign up for the online webinars. But if those are full, there will be face-to-face events next year as well. More information about the New South Wales Government's Election of Women to Local Government campaign can be found on the Office of the Local Government website at www.olg.nsw.gov.au.